Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Mark 6:52. This statement is made regarding the disciples of Christ. They are crossing the sea when a storm occurs. In the midst of this storm, Jesus comes to them walking on the water. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Mark 6:50. The purpose of the presence of Jesus in our lives is to remove our fear. Before taking this journey across the sea, Jesus had performed a miracle by taking 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and feeding a multitude. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Mark 6:44. The disciples had witnessed this miracle, and yet were troubled when they were crossing the sea in the midst of a storm. Storms can be frightening and troubling, but we must remember the presence of Jesus in our lives. The disciples had failed to see the power of Christ. They were blinded to the authority which was possessed by Christ, and therefore did not consider the miracle. In the presence of storms, we often forget that Christ is our anchor. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. We can be blinded by the earthly elements about us and fail to see the working of God in our lives. Let us recall the time that David faced the giant Goliath. This giant of the Philistines, in defying the armies of Israel, said, Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. 1 Samuel 17:11. This is the same blindness of heart that was possessed by the disciples as they crossed the sea. Whether it be a giant or a storm, we can fail to remember the power of the God who controls everything. David refused to be dismayed by the stature of the giant. His deep faith declared openly, The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with you. 1 Samuel 17:37. In facing Goliath, David said with full confidence, This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. 1 Samuel 17:46. Whatever difficulty presents itself in our life, let us not be hardened, but let us know that the Lord will deliver us. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.